come yet?
What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestle Hogs Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendricks.
We're coming to you live from the Main Event Network, man. Before we get started, make sure to subscribe and like everything on our channels, man. You know, we got everything. We got Spotify. You know, we got Peacock. No, I was playing. Peacock.
and we are on the YouTubes.
Catch us on Hulu. Man. Catch us on everything.
HBO up, Max.
Yeah, but what's up with y'all, man?
Man, chilling. Hey, real quick, thanks for leaving me high and dry, motherfuckers.
Oh my god.
Wait, see, what?
Here he go. Last week, he said we left high and dry.
Yeah, the marathon. Y'all just dipped out on me.
Oh.
Hey, we had some stuff to do that day.
Don't even get me started on that. I at least pop in the comment to help you.
Shout out, Tino.
I said hi.
Yeah, I commented.
No. It's cool, DC. Hold on. So, I had a game to film that Saturday at St. Francis, right? But I was like, oh, crap, it's 12. Let me just check in just real quick. I didn't have, like, too much time. I look on there, man. The first thing I saw was Manny T., the only voice. Oh, this bastard here. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is his show.
Rare form. He hosts one show by himself, and he's just David Ruffin and We the Temptations.
I seen a different logo. It said The Wrestleholic.
He Michael Jackson, we Marlon and Tito.
Wrestleholic? Hey, y'all ever seen a plane crash? That's what it was.
Oh, snap.
It wasn't that bad. I was watching before.
No. No, definitely. You know, appreciate you for holding it down, man. I thought it was a good show, personally.
And shout out, hey, and if y'all missed it, real quick, definitely go back, subscribe to the Main Event Wrestling Network's YouTube channel. A half marathon, 12 hours of wrestling content is on that YouTube. Check it out. Our boy Manny T was on there. All the great other hosts, great shows, great hosts. 12 hours of wrestling content. It don't get no better than that. So Main Event Wrestling Network, check out their YouTube, and you'll get to see all that good stuff. Drew and I were not on there. So
yeah. I was disappointed not to be on it, man.
Bro, I checked in on the video driving in the middle of Indianapolis traffic on a Saturday.
I thought y'all went to Fort Wayne Zoo.
No, Indianapolis Zoo.
Oh, never mind.
No, yeah, he would have definitely skipped in.
I would definitely would have skipped in.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the middle of traffic. Indianapolis traffic, and I still tuned in to give you some comments and some content. So,
hey,
you good?
At any time during that traffic, was you looking for your chapstick?
Maybe.
Did you see a Ford Maverick?
No.
Don't answer that.
No.
That shit.
You left us high and dry anyway for the Jerry Lawler. So, we even.
Look, work obligation, okay? Work obligation.
Family obligation. Hey, yo, DC, you just remind me, man. I got to post that.
Hey, you was busy, man. It ain't going nowhere. We got an interview with Jerry Lawler coming up soon.
I've literally had a long week. Huh?
Shout out the king.
Yeah. So we got a lot to get to today. If y'all are watching right now, tons to get to. We're going to be talking about SmackDown's viewership numbers being down. And, of course, the comment section is open. You guys can weigh in. We'll be talking about SmackDown's numbers. Viewership being down. We're also going to talk about. So we're gonna have a little fun today. This is a fun topic. So, we're like halfway through the year, right? Going into the second half, and it sounds like WWE might have scrapped the WWE draft. Don't know yet. It was supposed to happen in September, so we'll see. But if it still happens, we're gonna have some fun today. And if we're gonna be Raw and SmackDown, and we are each gonna select one superstar from NXT to go to Raw and one to SmackDown. So are we going to do one man and one woman or just one superstar period? Because there can only be one top pick.
The only way they're going to find out is keep watching the show.
Yeah, we'll go with the flow. But yeah, we're going to have some fun with that. So definitely the comment section is open for that. What NXT superstar would you call up to the Raw or SmackDown? Which both brands are different, and both brands need something different. Yep. So that's going to be a fun discussion. So we're going to be doing that.
SmackDown more than Raw.
We'll see. And WrestlePalooza, first match was announced. My favorite against Manny's favorite. We will get into that as well later on. Stephanie Vaquer versus Io Sky for the Women's World Championship. So tons of fun today. Comment section is open. We're live on WrestleHolics on Facebook, WrestleHolics on YouTube, and my X account, because we have to pay for a premium account for WrestleHolics in order to stream. So I have had my check mark. So I went ahead and
wow.
Yeah, so DC on X.
Conversation
is open. That's the way you can be a part of the show.
Yep. Hey, real quick. Subscribers. Speaking of, we crested 50 subscribers. We are now at 52 subscribers on YouTube.
Let's go. For a podcast that we've been switching the video recently. Like we focused a lot on audio for a while. Yep. We were on the radio, Fox Sports radio station. So we're focusing a lot on the audio part. So recently we've been trying to focus more on the video aspect of it. So we appreciate each and every one of you that are subscribed to our YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you haven't already, go to WrestleHolics on YouTube and subscribe right now.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Man.
DC, Drew, SmackDown is struggling right now. Viewership has become almost non-existent. I mean, is it because they switched to USA?
Yes.
100%.
Wow. I say it's two reasons, actually. It's one with the switch. Me, personally, I didn't want that switch for SmackDown. Because let's look at it from, like, okay, I'm going to go back to, like, when I was a kid. Downstairs was, like, all the cable and stuff. Upstairs is when I got my little small TV with the local channels.
Yep.
So think about being that kid on a Friday night. You can't go downstairs. Your parents got the TV. Oh, I'm going to go upstairs and watch one of these channels. Oh, wrestling is on. Bet. I can watch that for about 2 to 3 hours or just keep the TV on and chill. Something like that.
Right.
Now when you take it away from that, you don't get all those local channels. Now you got to go pay for the premium and all that. And not everybody really catching USA on a Friday night.
No, not at all.
Plain and simple. Then my second reason for it was, and tell me if I'm wrong, the Bloodline really helped that Friday night down. Yep. It was like every Friday night, damn near, he's like, all right, man, I got to see what's going to be new with this story. Or, like, even when the stories wasn't all that good at times, you still wanted to watch just in case you missed something.
Right.
I feel like you're missing a lot. And I'm not saying, oh, you need to bring the Bloodline back or bring Roman back to Friday nights, but you got to do something to impact Friday nights where it can make you think, Monday Night Raw, I'm not up to watch now. Let me see what's going on Friday again.
Yep. For me, it's definitely the viewership, because not everyone has cable anymore. People are streaming, but no one wants to pay $90 a month for Hulu Live to watch that stuff. like you said, Drew, Fox is on every TV. I mean, if you got three TVs on your house, that's three viewerships out of one house. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy. You're losing that many more eyes on the TV or that many more TVs on that channel. So, you know, to put it on a premium channel or a cable channel, you know, you're losing a lot of viewers, especially this day and age where everyone's streaming. What up, Kyle?
What up, Too Sweet Kyle? That's our guy, Main Event Wrestling Network. Be sure to check him out. Of course, yeah, Adam said bring it back to Fox. We don't have that Hulu money. Absolutely.
Well, my thing is there in certain countries where SmackDown is on Netflix?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why they do that with us.
And if you got the VPN, you get it all on there.
Yeah, and the lady herself, Stephanie McMahon, said, get you a VPN and stream it that way. But who wants to go through that much hassle?
Yeah.
Because I mean,
to get a good VPN, you have to pay for that stuff.
So I don't want to give too much away because I actually have an article coming out on this on dailyddt.com soon. So I don't want to give too much away. But just to piggyback off y'all, man, y'all both spot on. It's especially Drew. I got to give credit to Drew here for sure. Not necessarily, like you said, the Bloodline, you know, they've been obviously running wrestling. not just SmackDown. They've been running professional wrestling for the last few years. Yep. And it's not just Roman. It ain't just Roman. It's the way they're booking the Bloodline. Like, you know, I feel like, you know, they went with Jacob Fatu in the solo feud really quick and kind of got away from it really quick at the same time. Solo should have held the title a little longer. I think Jacob did his job with the title. But I think Solo, he's the face of it. And I'm not just saying this because I love Solo, but I think if you're going to elevate the Bloodline, you know, Solo was in the main event title picture last year. Think of SummerSlam. He had the title match against Cody Rhodes, mm-hmm. right? Yep. Roman returns, ruins his championship opportunities, but Solo held his own on that main event title picture. But this time around, a year later, this ain't the same Solo. He's a little bit more dangerous. Okay.
He got
Talatanga, the giant, on his side. He got both Tongas, assuming Tamatanga is going to be on his side. But as of right now, yes. I was wrong to assume not. He got JC Mateo. He's a little bit more dangerous than he was before. He's got a little bit more backup, and he's a little bit more serious now.
Oh.
So I think the Bloodline definitely is a good way to start where, you know, I think Solo, and I'm not saying Cody Rhodes should lose the title to him right away or anything like that, but I think with his entertaining, you know, aspect, as much as Solo brings every Friday, we're waiting to see what goofy stuff Solo's doing this Friday, what quick goofy stuff he's going to do. And I think they should piggyback off that, and they really haven't. Definitely one of the things that I want to mention is the Bloodline definitely should be featured more and more important, as it feels like they really haven't been lately. So I think that's one. And then I will mention one more. They got to do better long-term storytelling and more focus on the main event card. Mid-card scene is what I meant.
Yeah.
The mid-card scene is really lackluster right now. Very happy for Sami Zayn to get his moment and his title, but whatever. Julia is the Women's United States Champion, yet Kiana James is her security guard / manager, but she gets pinned in 5 seconds. Like,
I do have a problem with Julia now, and it's nothing like personally towards her. It's just how she's being booked as a champion.
Yep.
That's what makes it boring to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like y'all got this person y'all talked about so well, but y'all not really executing the game plan for her. And then also it goes back to, like, should they restructure these rosters? I mean, we're going to talk about it once we get to the draft conversation. But there got to be some structure where it makes sense. Like, be honest with you, even right now, I almost want to say it don't make sense for Solo to still be on SmackDown. Maybe Solo should be on Raw with that storyline.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe someone from Raw need to bring – like, what if the Judgment Day went to SmackDown? I don't know if that'll still fit, but it's a thought. Like, how would the Judgment Day look on Friday nights now instead of Mondays?
Yeah.
Because it's like, at times, that their storyline be dragging on Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
So what if we just did a couple switches and see how that works?
They tried to switch the show from 3 hours down to 2, thinking that was the fix that was needed, but that's not it. It's still, the show still drags on 2 hours, just like it did in 3 hours.
But that was also, I mean, I liked it, but once again, it goes back to, like, yeah, y'all need to readjust this roster. Because that 3 hours was really dragging.
Solo turned a corner this year. He's entertaining as hell. Yeah, Solo is like, I know Drew is not going to like it, but I still feel like Solo should be the undisputed champion. I do. And I think it'd make it a little bit more interesting. And it would be building up new stars like Raw is doing. That's what makes Raw. That's why Raw is working, because they're actually building up new stars. Meanwhile, SmackDown did it a little bit with Tiffany, but what have they done since to piggyback off that?
That's definitely another one I can mention. Like, Tiffany, I mean, I do like most of her matches, but the storyline for these matches is boring.
Yeah.
it's no build.
She cashed in January. It's been like,
Where did Nia go? Like, where did that storyline go? Like, I like that. I like Nia chasing Tiffy time.
Meanwhile, Raw, you know, their every main event almost every week on Monday night, you got Bron Breakker.
Yep.
Bronson Reed, main eventing Monday Night Raw.
You got Becky Lynch.
And there's actual, like, and this is a good point right here. This is the problem. This is SmackDown's problem.
Yep.
It's like the storylines are that there are no storylines on SmackDown.
So I think what SmackDown is doing is they're banking too much on John Cena.
Yeah.
But
which there's rumors that this is his last SmackDown tomorrow.
Yeah. So like they're banking on him because I mean, who else are they pushing that hard? No one. But mm-hmm. you see John Cena, yet his feuds aren't. I'm sorry, but I don't think his feuds are given long enough build. Mm-hmm. Like, we got the build with Cody. That was cool. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, Brock comes back, and then he's fighting Logan Paul out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so I'm happy you said that because I didn't think that made sense anyway. I mean, yeah, it was a good match, but where the hell did that come from?
Exactly.
I guarantee Cena asked for it.
Yeah, Cena's trying to put people over, but what he's not realizing is he's making SmackDown focus so much on his stuff, mm-hmm. like it's killing storylines for everyone else.
And I respect him trying to put everybody over, but if you want to put everybody over, you should have did that at the beginning of this year after you won Elimination Chamber. Skip this heel shit. I mean, I'm glad you tried it out. I'm glad you tried out the heel process. It didn't go like we all thought it was going to go, but... Yeah. Now it's looking back like, oh, now you want to put everybody on. Man, you should have thought of that, like, when you want to start this heel turn.
Yep.
Like,
100%.
So my last thing, I'll go ahead and just say it because, I mean, it's going to be a longer article, so there's going to be a lot of stuff in it. So I'll just summarize. Another thing that I brought up that SmackDown could change or just do differently more so. So all the shows are different, and they all have their unique things about them. Right. So Raw, we love the chaos, people getting put through tables. Raw's crazy. It's nuts, which is what SmackDown used to be. Yep. SmackDown used to be like that. But Raw is that now. You know, NXT is just goofy.
NXT is NXT.
It's goofy. I'm not saying it's a bad goofy, but it's a lot less like serious about like, you know, where NXT, you might get a random match. You know, and not necessarily end up being a feud where, and then SmackDown has just been all about Cody Rhodes, man. It feels like Cody Rhodes and John Cena. But one thing I think SmackDown should do. So what makes SmackDown different that I think they need to do better. So obviously, like, look at the tag team division on all three shows. Look how strong SmackDown's is. Why not utilize that to your advantage and give us more storylines and matches from the tag team division? I mean, think of how many different tag teams and how many different stories you can make. I mean, you got the Street Profits, you got YSX, yep. DIY, LWL Drew's favorite, Legado Del Fantasma, you got Pretty Deadly, Fraxium. That's seven tag teams, bro. On the same show.
When's the last time we seen Pretty Deadly?
Exactly.
Hey, chill.
No. I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm not knocking them because they put on good matches. That's the point, though.
Wait, say what you just said again. What'd you say? Pretty Deadly what?
Manny?
Yeah. Pretty Deadly what, Manny? What'd you say?
Hey, he talking to you, not me.
He finally admitted it. You can't hate no more. Yeah, pretty deadly. Hey, puts on great matches.
I said they put on great matches. I didn't say I like their gimmick. Their gimmick still sucks. They're not the Rockers. Stop trying to be them.
Hey, we like NXT too. I was just saying, compared to like Raw or SmackDown, it's a little bit less. I mean, it's not even the developmental show anymore.
What I like about NXT is they give their talent the freedom to try things. Yeah. I mean, look at Dark State, that promo the reel that you sent me, DC, fire.
I give it
that. I mean, it's definitely retribution, but still.
Yeah, okay. Retribution on steroids.
So that's the only thing I don't like. It reminds me of Retribution. But other than that, they're still good.
They're a better version of Retribution. Yeah. They're what Retribution should have been.
But like, use, if you're SmackDown, like, use that to your advantage. Like, we got a sample of that at SummerSlam. That was one of the best matches.
Banger of a match.
And it's like, mix it up.
Yeah.
you know, where it feels like, and I think that's the problem with SmackDown, is like, it feels like every week is the same BS.
Yep.
And you it feels more like filler, like, oh, we have to do the SmackDown show. It's Friday, so we have to have a show. You know, it feels more like a filler show than anything else.
You know, right. This might sound bad too. You know how the shows really do make me feel on Fridays? Like, they're built like the next day is a PLE, if that makes sense.
Yep.
They're like, okay, we not going to put that much effort because we got everything going on tomorrow. But y'all doing this every week now. Mm-hmm. And that's what sucks. Like, the promos aren't that good. It's like we're waiting for a pop that's not coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's obviously, like, there's going to be a lot of people, like, all the numbers are sports. You know, sports are the reason the numbers are down. That's BS. Some people are going to say, oh, it's because the international time. And, you know, everybody's going to have those different reasons. The numbers have been down. They've been trending down long before the European tour, any of that. So, yeah, it's a concern. And I think hopefully things will change soon. Yep. Hopefully they go through with the draft, because I think rosters need a shake up. And if so, if there is a draft, we're about to have our own right now. Let's do it. So comments are open. Comments are open. That's how you can get yours into. So Raw and SmackDown, we're going to take just top pick. Your Raw. Let's start with Monday Night Raw. Your Monday Night Raw. You get the top pick. You can take any superstar from it. We're just going to do NXT. I don't really want to do, because I guess you can take from SmackDown. You want to do it that way?
No, let's
NXT just, or SmackDown, or just NXT?
Just new life into the two brands. We're taking from NXT total.
So NXT.
Yep.
Your Monday Night Raw, you have the top pick to take a superstar from NXT. Let's start with Manny. Who you got?
Going to Raw? With my first pick, I'm taking the young OG, Javon Evans.
Wow.
Yes.
Calling him up?
Yes. Give me the young OG.
With no titles?
No titles. He's the Dan Marino of NXT.
Mm.
The greatest to never win a title.
I don't know if I like that.
I do. I mean, he's due for that NXT
title. Okay, so you call him up. What's the first thing you're going to do?
The U.S. title. Young OG against Sami Zayn.
Right away?
Right away. That's on SmackDown. Or, okay, the Intercontinental title.
So, you're going to have Javon and Dirty Dom going at it?
Give me the young OG versus the greatest luchador ever.
Young OG is the future of WWE. I mean, I agree. Future for sure. But he's a kid.
Give me the young OG. So was Dom.
He's a kid. Really?
So was Dom.
We're going to compare Javon Evans, a kid, comparing him to Dominic Mysterio, that's been in the business for how long?
Dominic Guerrero.
That's not even a comparison.
Yeah, give me the young.
I love Javon. He is definitely the future.
Think about it. John Cena cut his teeth against Kurt Angle. Carmelo came up, took on Cody Rhodes right off the bat. Mm. Why not young OG taking on Dirty Dom?
Yeah, that'd be great in a year or two.
Man, you hating.
That's too soon.
All right, Drew. Who you got, Drew?
So are we going straight Raw, or are we going
SmackDown? It says Oba. Oba,
we'll do Raw. Let's do Raw first.
Monday Night Raw first.
And it got to be NXT, right?
Yep.
And you know, Drew got to be picking in the dark.
No, mine is Trick Williams, man.
Ooh.
It's about time.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted to say SmackDown for Trick Williams. I wanted to save it for Trick Williams. But at the same time, I don't want to see Trick Williams. What's the word I'm looking for? Pretty much, I don't want to see him trapped on a Friday night and not being seen.
Right.
So, yeah, let's put him on Raw. First thing first, I wouldn't mind seeing him attempt a championship match. Not be like, oh, yeah, let's make this a storyline or him winning a championship. Let's just see how he does like a first match type of thing, I guess. Like, all right, on Monday Night Raw, not on the PLE. Let's just see how you do in a main event situation. And then if that don't work out, okay, you navigate to the Intercontinental title and see how that storyline goes with you and Dirty Dom.
I like that. All right. So we're all different. which is a good thing.
Okay.
So, Manny, your top pick for Raw was Javon Evans.
Yep.
What the fuck? I was not expecting that.
I'm high on the young OG. That man's legit.
Over to Raw. We got a couple overs. We got that over right there. So if I'm Monday Night Raw and I got the top pick, I'm taking Ethan Page.
Okay.
And you know what I'm doing with him?
What?
The Vision.
The Vision. The Inner Circle.
They already got the muscle. They already got the muscle. They already got the big dudes. Hmm. They got Bron Breakker. They got Bronson Reed. They got the Visionary. They got Becky Lynch now. But where are the brains at? Where are the brains behind the operation? You got Paul Heyman, the wise man, but you still need a wrestler to be like that, like backup plan.
You got that backup plan. You got him already. Rollins. He is the revolutionary. He is the visionary. He is the architect.
No. Ethan Page is the backup plan.
I'm not going to lie. I like it.
Ethan Page would be my top pick to Monday Night Raw.
Hey.
So we all picked three men. So let's stick with Raw. Let's go women. Top woman you're selecting with the number one draft pick to Monday Night Raw. Who you got?
We'll let you go first. I did the men's.
Oh, you making me go first for the women?
Yep.
Oh, that's easy though. That's easy for me. I'm taking the entire Fatal Attraction. 100%.
I just felt like you was gonna pull some shit off like that.
100%. It's not even close. I'm taking Fatal Attraction, all of them. Bring them all to Monday Night Raw. Give me that women's faction. Give it here.
It's needed.
It's needed big time. You're breaking them all up. Judgment Day is breaking up. The Kabuki Warriors are breaking up. Damage Control, they're breaking up. I need a new one. Put them on SmackDown. Fatal Influence. Let's go.
All right.
I called him Fatal Attraction, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, but we understood you.
Might as well be Fatal Attraction.
I know. Manny calls him that so much to make fun of him that I fucking said it.
It is.
I got Fatal Influence. I think they are what JC Jane is doing with the title right now. I'm really enjoying it. I know she just lost the Knockouts Championship, but she really don't need it. She's the face of NXT. They've really capitalized on it. I know I was really hard on it when they first gave her the title because I was like, what? Like, y'all had her beat y'all top star? Like, I was super confused. But, like, it's worked, man. It's worked 100%. She's a star now. I said it. They had an opportunity to create a new star. And they did it.
They took it.
She's leading Fatal Influence. And don't even get me started on Fallon Henley, who's been ready. Fallon Henley's been ready for the main roster last year. So yep.
100%.
Give me Fatal Influence on Monday Night Raw.
Who you got, Drew?
Thanks to Mr. OTM for fixing that.
All right, man. It's going to be a difficult one for me, but hear me out. With my first pick for the women's on Raw, Lash Legend. Yeah, I just look at her as a powerhouse. I look at her as a powerhouse after the Women's Royal Rumble. I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind seeing her on the main roster. Storyline-wise, it still would have to be somewhere towards the Intercontinental title. And I could see a long reign with that if she does it well. Then let's say if she holds it for a very long time, her and Naomi can probably see each other in the near future, depending on how things work out. That. So that's mine.
What you got, Manny?
Mine's pretty obvious because we got a little glimpse of it in NXT. I didn't get enough of it in NXT. But you know, after my prediction and whatever, I'm gonna need Jordynne Grace to Raw.
Ooh, yeah, I like that too.
For one reason and one reason only. I mean, we already know.
The Tribal Chief?
We need to run that back. No, La Primera. Oh. La Primera. Hey, we need to. I didn't go here. I went here.
Okay.
La Primera. I
thought you was trying to keep your finger on the screen.
No, La Primera. Hey, run that feud back, man. Give me Jordynne Grace and Stephanie Vaquer again.
I like that too.
I'm not gonna lie. She's definitely ready. I wanted to pick Jordynne Grace, but I think it's just the whole NXT thing. I was like, let me just see more from you with NXT.
I haven't felt like, although talent wise and character wise, she's ready. Like,
oh yeah.
Honestly, they could have just put her on the main roster to begin with. To be honest,
and I thought they was.
No,
I thought she was getting injected real quick.
Yeah,
it's very clear to me that, I mean, she's not going to win a title on NXT, in my opinion. I think if they were going to do it, they would have did it when they had the opportunity to.
Yeah, this whole Mariah May, I can't even remember her name now.
Blake Monroe.
Yeah. Throw that out. Send my girl to the main roster.
Yeah, I like that. So Jordynne Grace as Manny's.
Yep.
Drew had Lash Legend.
Yes, yep. Lash Legend.
I had Fatal Influence. I think Fatal Influence isn't my top pick.
You know, so I'm kind of like glancing at the roster right now, and this is kind of a little bit off subject. I keep forgetting that Nikita Lyons is part of this roster sometimes.
Who?
Nikita Lyons, dang.
And I watch your Instagram.
They don't got an Evolve roster separate.
No, I'm cool. I don't need to.
I better be careful. She follows me. I need to chill.
Unfollow you real quick.
I better chill.
Might be on right now.
I like that though. Good round. So, all right, let's go to Friday Night SmackDown. We're going to start with Drew this time. You got the top pick. You are Friday Night SmackDown. You got to shake some stuff up. We talked about those viewership numbers being down. You got to do something big. You got the number one pick to get somebody from NXT. Drew, who you taking?
Oba Femi.
To SmackDown. Ooh.
I see that.
I see him. He could take over on that, to be honest with you. Yep. You give him the build he deserves, I see him taking over SmackDown.
There's that big star that you need on SmackDown too.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Who's whooping his ass?
Nobody.
On SmackDown right now, Cody Rhodes.
You know they let Brock Lesnar do whatever he wants, so maybe him and Brock will see each other in the near future.
As far as I'm concerned, Brock don't exist.
Was that a jab at Brock doing whatever he wants?
Yep.
Ooh, too soon. Too soon. Being honest.
Who you got, DC?
No, you got to go second. I went first last time.
Man. All right.
It might be last because you always be like, ooh, that's a good one.
There's a reason I'm taking this, and there's a sole reason I'm taking this pick. My number one pick is All Ego, Ethan Page.
Oh, you got him going to SmackDown.
Okay. For one reason.
You can't have Miz and him on the same show, though.
Whoa, hold on. You can. Because he's going to join the Secret Hervis and be Chelsea Green's right hand man.
Ooh, I like that though. I like that.
I mean, they cooking.
I didn't think I would like that.
Hey, they cooking though.
They cooking though.
Yeah, that is, I mean, hey, they cooking with gas.
Man, Ethan Page. The consensus from this is that Ethan Page need to go to the main roster.
Yeah, give me Ethan Page.
Chelsea Green. And to be completely honest, I didn't watch AEW during that time. So, I wasn't aware of what we were getting with Ethan Page.
Oh, he carried the inner circle.
Ricky Saints. I got to see him. So I didn't understand what we were getting with Ethan Page. Yeah. But after seeing him, firsthand on NXT, having to do that review show, that post show every Tuesday, Ethan Page was one of my favorites. Quickly became one of my favorites. Love that dude. We got to see him in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last October for the debut on the CW network. So,
yep.
Big fan of Ethan Page. I love it. So, SmackDown, you need a top star. You got to create some star power. You gotta go with the man. I need Whoop That Trick on Friday nights. And not even just that. I need Trick Mello Gang back.
There it is. I knew where we was going. I need Trick
Mello Gang back, baby.
The barbershop talks?
Bruh.
All of it?
Numbers.
Numbers.
Viewership. That used to run NXT, bro. People used to tune in just for the barbershop talks.
Hey, but Trick Mello Gang don't miss. Ceiling
for that, though. So imagine both of them having the bragging rights of being a top pick to SmackDown.
Yep.
They both say that. And both jumping together. You got a tag team. Again, you got another tag team to add on SmackDown now if you do that. I think that's what's missing with Melo, man. He's a great wrestler, but I think one thing that we've really noticed is Trick was definitely the mouthpiece.
Yep.
I think Melo kind of needs that. Not saying that he's bad by himself, but he was definitely much better alongside Trick. You could tell, like, the confidence was there, and he kind of fed off of Trick's confidence.
Yeah.
I need Trick Melo, gang. I need Trick Williams on Friday nights.
Okay. I respect that one.
So again, we had all men again, which I don't think we focused on that. So women, Manny, you go first this time. You are Friday Night SmackDown. You got low viewership numbers. You need to elevate this women's division that you can't seem to book at all on Friday Night SmackDowns. Who are you taking, Manny?
Man.
I feel like I'm watching the fantasy draft right now. I'm like, man, I hope you don't pick my person.
We could pick the same person.
I know.
You know, he don't like picking the same people. Honestly, I don't know, man. Outside of, you know, obviously Jordan Grace, Lash Legend, you know, you got Jada Parker. I'm taking Kehlani Jordan. I like this heel turn she's doing. Mm. She brings fire. We've seen what she could do with the North American title. She can make waves not even trying. Give me Kehlani Jordan to SmackDown.
Okay.
That's what I want.
You want me to go, Drew? I'll go second since Drew ain't got to go last. So mine, this was hard because there's so many talented women on NXT, obviously. Stacked division, best women's division in all of wrestling. I got one that has not won a title on NXT. No titles. And I'm tired of not seeing her win. I'm sick of it. So I'm ready to call her up immediately. I'm tired of watching her get so close and lose. Tired of getting all these opportunities and just to fall short. I'm sick of it. So I'm ready to call her up. I need her on the microphone battling with Bianca Belair one-on-one. I need her taking over SmackDown, bringing some chaos. I already seen her have a match with Mee Chin. That was a banger. Great feud there. She's already showed she's main roster material. It's the one and only Miss Jada Parker. Thank you, number one.
Yeah, that queued up.
So we obviously know who I was picking. I agree with you. I definitely think Jada is made for Friday nights. Like you said, she hasn't won any titles, but I'm just like, oh, yeah, I can see her win the United States title easily. I'll definitely love to see her on Friday night. That would be a good spark to Fridays. So, we on the same page with that one.
Fire. I'm going to get a graphic. I'm going to try to get a graphic made. We might have to – is that a ChatGPT, Manny? We're going to have to ChatGPT it?
I can ChatGPT it later. Hey, in the group chat, send me your guys' picks and I'll put it up. Although I do have a 1B. And I do apologize because I missed this one person. But, you know, we'll scoot Kehlani to the side a little bit.
Okay.
Because my actual pick was Sol Ruka. Yeah. I like what she does.
I do too. It's just, I'd like to see her with the title.
She got two of them.
I want to see her with the NXT Women's title. I want to see her the face of the brand because that's her potential. So I want to see that first before I just pull the trigger on something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
You know, with somebody like Jada, like at this point, like she don't even got to win.
Yeah.
Like I don't even think Jada has to win a title at this point. Like she done had so many opportunities where I'm over it. Like, just call her up.
Now that you say, I do kind of see this being her last year on NXT.
Who, Jada?
Yeah, at least after Stand and Deliver.
I think it would help. Because the women's division, too, like the mid-card scene, is really lackluster on SmackDown. Where Raw, I feel like, has a lot of women where they can – part of it's because, you know, Raw's been having, you know, top, you know, bigger stars going for. Like, Becky Lynch is the main event superstar, but she is the Intercontinental Champion, where SmackDown, for some reason, is scared to do that. So I think
two of their biggest stars were in tag team gold.
Yeah, make that make sense.
Yeah. But yeah, we can't get no big stars on a mid card title.
I'm telling you, there's so many problems with SmackDown. One of very many. So that would be my way to fix it. I got Trick Williams and Jay to go into SmackDown. And then I got Ethan Page and Fatal Influence going to Raw. Drew, who'd you have again?
Had Jada Parker going to SmackDown. For Raw, I had Lash Legend. And then for the men's, I had Trick Williams, Raw, and Obafemi for SmackDown.
That's fire. Yep.
And then I had Jordan Grace going to Raw. I had Sol Ruka going to SmackDown. Mm. I had All Ego going to SmackDown. And I had the young OG going to Raw.
We're gonna see who people thinks who had the better draft. That's gonna be fun. But speaking of like turning the page and getting, you know, moving forward, like, you know, we're needing to shake things up. WrestlePalooza is coming up.
Sir.
Which we are very excited about right here in our home state, hoping to be there, hopefully. Yep. WrestleHolics in the building. We our guy, Kyle, I think already has tickets to WrestlePalooza.
Okay.
The Main Event Wrestling Network. So I think he's going already.
Speaking of, I looked at those prices.
I did too. Quickly logged off.
Yeah. I look and log off too.
hey, window shopping like 50 cents does.
I was like, I'll be looking at TickPick. No, all seriousness though, WrestlePalooza coming to Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're located in Fort Wayne. Main Event Wrestling Network is in Crown Point, Indiana. So we all Indiana in the building. Yep. So WrestlePalooza, and they announced the first match. So me and Manny against each other again. My favorite women's wrestler against Manny's favorite women's wrestler, going head to head for the Women's World Championship at WrestlePalooza. Io Sky versus Stephanie Vaquer. So it's a vacant championship. So gonna guaranteed to have a new champion. But Manny, I'm not even gonna ask Manny. I don't even know why I'm saying.
I'm gonna let you stand on your soapbox right now, since heel DC up here wants to sit here and run his mouth and, you know, turn his back on me all the time. Go ahead, speak your truth about Io Sky.
Huh?
Huh?
Ooh.
Huh?
First of all, I need my Io Sky picture that you got in your book bag. Don't think I forgot.
Pause. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if Manny take that picture and throw it off the balcony.
he gonna bring it back. It's all ripped up.
Like, bro, like, he was joking.
He really had to go get it. It's great live stuff. What do you got? That he got it that quick?
Christ, possessions. DC was the one winner of. DC was the winner of his highlight of his weekend, and it was this.
Oh, Manny.
It ain't even Pete Dunne, bro. It's Butch.
Why was that picture, though?
You so annoying for that. So annoying.
That is crazy. Yo, that is
so
crazy.
I won. So we went to a wrestling expo in Michigan to catch the audience. So we went to a wrestling expo in Michigan. I purchased an autographed Io Sky.
He purchased this. Don't let him lie.
I definitely did not purchase this. So when you this vendor had where if you bought a picture, poster, whatever you want to call it, you get to spin the wheel. And it had wrestlers' names on it. You spin the wheel, and you get a free picture or poster of that superstar. Mm-hmm. It was so rigged. He had Butch and Pete Dunne on there separately like 3 or 4 times. I didn't notice that until after I spun the wheel.
Man. And you landed on Pete Dunne.
And, of course, I landed, yeah. So, yeah, that was very, very interesting.
No. Hold on, DC. I want to remove
that
some.
Event that was you, very, like, very interesting, but I ain't going to get to it. I ain't gonna start.
You notice I didn't mention any of that part.
I'm going to.
I just said a wrestling expo. Hey, they're probably watching.
Drive to Fort Wayne. Hey, I ain't hiding.
I am very excited for this match. Really glad that this was the first one they announced, because like. Yeah, show it. Go ahead. Yeah, you still got it. Yeah, there it go. Come, show the picture.
I'll burn it up, man. If I was Manny,
I mean, you better not.
Yeah,
hard earned money for that. I'm trying to get some. I'm trying to get some wrestling pictures behind me so I can stop blocking out my background. So I don't.
Hey, like if you want this, you got to pick Stephanie for the title.
Please. You think I'm gonna pick Stephanie to beat Io Sky? Are you crazy?
Then I'm keeping it, bro. Hey, eBay. Hey, I give this to you for a hot 100.
Damn.
First person to hit my inbox.
All right, bet. If you sell that, we gonna be beefing for real. We're gonna have our own match.
Hey, I know a couple people that can set that up. You better be careful.
Io Sky is winning. I'm sorry, Manny, but not quite ready to pull that trigger on Stephanie just yet.
Give me the context of that statement that you just made. Give me the context of why you made that.
What do you mean? Io's already an established star.
Okay, Ian?
She literally just had the title.
Io also don't know
They weren't even planning on the title being vacant right now.
Io about to get beat up by Asuka.
Yeah, after she wins the title, and then she'll make her lose it.
Asuka ain't even going to let her win.
I don't think they're going to break them up that quick. I think they're going to build it up for a little bit. They've been a faction for a long time. It's going to
see her. Did you
like
see
remember? Remember how long it took for the New Day to break up?
The New Day didn't break up. They just cut their losses.
Right, but like they broke up because they turned on Big E. That's still a breakup.
They didn't break up.
Think how long that took though.
Hey, the New Day replaced. Longer. Hey, the New Day replaced dead weight with someone with even more dead weight.
Anyway. Io Sky's already an established star. I think they're still building Stephanie towards that. It's a big move. A big move to give Stephanie the title this early on her call up. I know she is definitely over. Definitely over, though. But I think since this was not planned, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is kind of like a backup plan. Naomi was supposed to have the title. She was supposed to be facing Stephanie.
I didn't even listen
to that. Well, I mean, you kind of see them looking into the future.
Thank you.
Trust me, does EO deserve it? Hell yeah. But I think it's like, hey, we try to mix things up still. So what if we get this match again in a couple months? I won't have a problem with her losing now. That's what I'm trying to say. If it means she's going to get the title back before like WrestleMania or something.
Imagine her
winning Royal Rumble could be a possibility.
Yep.
You never know.
Man, you so biased. What you got to say?
Imagine the possibility, the door of possibilities that opens up when Stephanie wins the title. Not if, when Stephanie wins the title. We get Stephanie Rhea. We get Stephanie EO2. We get Stephanie Asuka. We get Stephanie and Julia. We get Stephanie and Jordan Grace. Shall I keep going?
And we're about to get all those in a triple threat match.
You're right.
Man, and you just put in two of those are not even on the same show. We've already got Stephanie Julia.
Okay, we get a show called When Worlds Collide.
I'm just playing anyway. I was being biased to be annoying. I actually have Stephanie winning.
Me too.
I think it is time to get some new blood with the title. I think she was actually going to beat Naomi anyway. I think that was the plan to begin with. So yeah, all seriousness, my bias for EO aside, Stephanie Vaquer, I think will walk out of WrestlePalooza as the new women's world champion. I think it is time. She's so like it's kind of like the same thing with Tiffany where like the organic growth into a star, like you can't beat that and you have to capitalize on that when it happens. So Stephanie, I think walks out of WrestlePalooza.
I was going to say that the way they build Stephanie and the way they booked her. They booked her to build her up for that title win against whoever it was holding that title. It just so happens that the title had to get vacated because Big Jim likes to Netflix and chill.
Big Jim.
Big Jim knows how to put it down.
You got Stephanie or you got EO?
I got Stephanie. I just want to see what she does. You know, I hate to complain about this all the time, but it's always the broken English thing that's always gets to me. And I feel like that holds some wrestlers back. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see that for her. So I hope to see improvement from that point when it comes up to promos and stuff like that. In the ring, I'm not worried about that.
First language.
Huh?
She Ooh. Says wrestling's her first language.
I like that. I like that.
If when we go to WrestlePalooza, I promise you, I'm going to be like Booger T when she gets in the ring. Yeah.
Hey, low key, that's one of the interviews that I would definitely push for us to get.
Booker T or Stephanie?
Both. Stephanie over Booker.
So while we're having fun today, you can call up Booker T for only one thing. Either you get Booker T for the Whoop That Trick entrance, or you get him for Stephanie's move. Which one you get Booker T on if you can only choose one?
Yes.
No, yes. You got to only choose one. Only one.
Stephanie does.
I won't whoop that trick.
I'm going to whoop that trick.
I need to do the Stephanie trick. One now.
Because at this point, the crowd does both of them now. So to yep. where you don't even, but the crowd can replace Booker with the they already have.
Yeah.
Where whoop that trick, you can't either you put him in the entrance, in the intro music, or I need Booker T calling all tricks matches because I need that. I like it.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Whoop that trick.
You got to – I need Booker T on the whoop that trick entrance.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. When Trick comes up to the main roster and we hear them horns for the first time, I might go a little nuts.
Telling you. That's why he was my top pick. Get yep. with it. Get lost.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So before we go, want to touch this on this real quick. So the rumors are AJ Lee is going to be on SmackDown tomorrow.
Joining, ain't no one going to see it.
Joining what?
Ain't no one going to see it.
What do you mean?
I ain't got cable. You got cable? You got cable? You all got cable?
Actually, I ain't got cable. Ain't none of us gonna see it. We got a game to be at tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we got high school football.
Oh yeah, I got a softball game too. Ava's got a game at 7:15.
Well, you ain't gonna see it. Well, are we gonna see AJ Lee in the highlights? You think it's gonna happen? That's the rumor.
We're gonna get Natty. Remember what she said 2 weeks ago.
You just trying to get me in trouble by all these people that follow me on Twitter. You just trying to get me in all kind of trouble.
Remember what Natty said 2 weeks ago. She said, Becky, you ain't going to get Natty when you want her. You're going to get Natty when I want to give it to you. And she going to get Natty.
She going to get Natty. And
you think Natty is going to team up with CM Punk?
Oh, yeah. Give me the boat versus Second City Saint.
No.
No.
It's gonna be AJ Lee. That's the rumors anyway, and I think that'll help SmackDown too. I think they need some kind of life into the show, and I think her returning, that is the rumor for now. But I did also see that Rhea Ripley is gonna be joining it, and that Rhea Ripley is gonna be siding with CM Punk to go against Seth and Becky. So we'll see how that goes. But the rumor is of right now. So are y'all excited about AJ Lee? I wanted to ask y'all that because like I tweeted this earlier. And I admitted, like, I didn't see any of her career. I didn't see any of hers because, like, I wasn't watching during that time. That time frame, like, Drew remembers, like, I was a young father working. Like, I really wasn't watching WWE around then. I was with someone that didn't watch it, so that made it hard.
Okay.
So, like, I just wasn't watching during that time. I was doing different stuff. So, like, are y'all excited about the potential of AJ Lee coming back?
You want to go, Manny, or you?
Yeah. So, I actually watched it. I watched AJ Lee from the beginning when she was with Dolph and Big E. I watched AJ Lee running around the ring and flirting with CM Punk. I watched AJ Lee when she was the Divas Champion. And I also watched AJ Lee when she cut teeth. She let Paige cut her teeth on her. And I watched that whole feud. And honestly, we got every rendition of AJ in the time that she was there. So for AJ to come back, and whether it be a one-off with Becky Lynch or whatever, it's a nostalgia factor for me. Like I said, I watched her from beginning to end, and I'm excited to see her. Whether it be a one-off or whether we get AJ Lee. But
I'm ready to see the hype. I'm ready to see what the hype is all about.
Yeah. I'm ready to see the tarantula be put on people again. I'm ready to see her. Just her, like, her gimmick back then was like this off-the-chain ex-girlfriend, you know, mm-hmm. that I'm going to laugh in your face while I'm stabbing you type.
So, I think I'm trying to see how to explain this. I'm for her being back. I think I just want to see a different gimmick.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It worked for her back then, but now it's like, all right, we waited for you this long. We kind of just want to see what else you got in your bag.
Yep. She's the reason I like emo girls.
That's crazy.
Gotcha. Yep. The problem with that, though, is, Drew, she's only being brought back for the nostalgia factor.
Yep.
So that's the only problem with that is, like, you run the risk of doing something too different, then you're going to piss everyone off. You're going to piss all the people off that are wanting this nostalgia factor with AJ Lee, and then you're trying to do something different, and it's not – you run the risk of it not working and falling flat.
Yeah. And another point is she is the female version of CM Punk. She is the one superstar, wrestler, whatever you want to call him, that the fans have chanted for since she's been gone. And she didn't even leave on a bad note with WWE. Mm. She just – peaced out. So, I mean, are we going to get the same pop that CM Punk got when he returned at Survivor Series? Man, only time's going to tell.
You think she's going to be skipping to the ring?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. With the knee high Converse on? Please give me that.
Oh, man.
I need that.
But, man, definitely appreciate everybody for listening today to Russell Hollis Podcast, man. Make sure to subscribe to the channels. Make sure to like and comment. Always remember, when we on live, make sure to engage with us, man. We definitely appreciate the interactions with everybody. Anything else, fellas?
Nope. That's all I got.
Yeah, just subscribe to the channel. Definitely share with friends and stay tuned in. We got interviews coming up. We definitely, like Drew mentioned at the beginning, we chatted with Jerry Lawler. That's going to be up. The legendary Jerry Lawler is going to be up. And we got some other stuff coming up. There's some wrestling shows coming to our area that we're going to be checking out and possibly even being involved with. So like they said, just subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll get to see it all. And follow us all. Our social media profiles are right under our picture. You can check it all out there. I know Drew does a lot of great video, whether it's wrestling related or just sports related. Follow his Instagram that he has on his page. If you're looking for video work, he's the man to go to. Manny does ring announcing as well, along with, you know, being our marketing guy. So if you need any of that advice or any help with that, Manny's your guy.
I'm a giant goofball too, so don't be afraid to interact with me.
Okay. I mean, this ain't no dating network, bro. I ain't trying to get you a date. Hey,
I don't need a date. I got one.
Well, you I know. Like, he's
got one.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, Drew. Like, he made it sound like it was like a dating profile.
No, I just like, I'm a goofball. I like
I'm a goofball. Cool. I'm a nice guy.
I'm Sagittarius.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Such a Jeremy Hadley wannabe ass up.
Fuck you. Also, I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
This is for meme purposes. Fuck Jacob Brown. This is the Rest of Hollis Podcast, and we'll get back with y'all.
Let's go. Y'all heard it here first.